Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve.
Wow, so you could create enough of a visualization for yourself if you really were to powerfully start to focus on it and do that and build that ability to visualize something that your brain at one point would have to think it's so true that the world would meet you and put it into your life.
I love the way you put that.
Wow.
The act of rehearsing mentally in your mind who you want to be, the act of just closing your eyes and mentally rehearsing that scene, literally causes the brain to look like you already did it. Keep doing it over and over again. The hardware becomes more automatic, like a software program. You naturally get your behaviors to match your intentions because you installed the circuitry. Practice feeling the elevated emotion. If you feel that emotion and you say, when I feel this emotion, I can believe in that future, then let me just keep remembering to feel this way in every part of my day. And this is not about positive thinking. This is about conditioning my body emotionally into the future. So if I maintain this modified state of mind and body my entire day, should there be some evidence in my life as a result of my change in state of being, a synchronicity, a coincidence? And if there is, then I'm going to do it again. And I think that's how we start stepping into that future.
One of the most powerful ways to achieve the financial goals you set for yourself is to use your powers of visualization. This means seeing yourself actually doing the things that you would be doing to achieve your goals. Visualization activates your superconscious capabilities and releases your mental potential.
You've got to have your own list of whys. Here's what I want you to do when you go home after you've left this extravaganza. Work on your list of whys. One of the big thrusts for success is to come up with a strong enough why. In leadership training, here's what we learn. If the why is powerful, the how is easy. But if the why isn't strong, if your goals aren't powerful, if the vision isn't clear, the old prophet said, without a vision we die, without a vision we perish, without a dream we're nothing.
You were born to do something awesome with your life. Your family's supposed to do something great as a family. And if maybe it's just checking in and reminding yourself of that and then asking yourself, what is that thing right now in my life? And so I just think that reminder's so important that, you know, it's great to voyeuristically look in on successful people or what we think are successful people. It's also important that the camera turn back on you and go, you matter.
The key to your success is your ability to hang in longer than anybody else. In all the studies that we've looked at of winners, of peak performance, we find that the quality of persistence is to the character of a man or woman as carbon is to steel. That persistence is only necessary when the going gets rough. That persistence is only comes to the fore when everything falls apart around you and you feel like quitting. That persistence has no value at all when things are going well. Persistence only has value when you are willing to press on in the face of obstacles, difficulties, disappointments, falling on your face, losing your money, and so on.
The only difference between successful people and not is just how they think. Rich people think different. Quit letting people tell you you got to get qualified in another program. You don't need another program to be successful. You need to change the way you think.
All these beautiful pictures sink deep into every cell of your being. In other words, add a lot of emotion to it. When you watch the top movie stars like George C. Scott or Katharine Hepburn or possibly Peter O'Toole, the Oscar winners, they're not acting. They're literally living the part. And as you visualize yourself living the life that you want, let yourself feel yourself living it. In other words, burn these ideas deep in your mind and then start making a written description of them. Now, after you've made the written description, just freeze it. Stand back and take a real good look at the written description of your vision and then compare it to how you're actually living. Then you'll see the changes that have to be made and begin making those changes one at a time.
Expand yourself. Take yourself out your comfort zone. Do not live in your bubble. Put some more air in your bubble. If you stay in your comfort zone, that's where you will fail. You will fail in your comfort zone. Success is not a comfortable procedure. It is a very uncomfortable thing to attempt. So you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable if you ever want to be successful.
The amount of emotion that you attach to your visual image. In reality, this is the most important and powerful part of the visualization process. Sometimes, if your emotion is intense enough and your visual image is clear enough, your goal will immediately come true. Of course, the elements of frequency, duration, vividness, and intensity can help you or hurt you. Like nature, the power of visualization is neutral. Like a two-edged sword, it can cut in either direction. It can either make you a success or make you a failure. Visualization brings you whatever you vividly and intensely imagine, whether good or bad. Continually feed your mind with clear, exciting, emotional pictures. Remember, your imagination is your preview of life's coming attractions. I hope you enjoyed this video on how to use the power of visualization to attract success into your life.
The way to visualize properly is to visualize the bridge between where you are and where you need to go.
The bridge.
Yes, and particularly the horrible stuff. So let's use your example of the marathon. The vision board would be Lewis crossing.
Woo! The arms up, the medal.
The arms up, the medal, exactly.
High fives.
High fives.
I did it.
Yes, I did it. Exactly. That will not help you. Because when you hit mile 13 on the actual race, and it is sleeting rain.
You just say, why am I doing this?
Yes, it feels nothing like that thing on your vision board. You're going to start a negative dialogue. I can't do this, my knees hurt, this is not what I thought it was gonna be, I'm not ready for this, I didn't train for this, I'm running New York, I trained in LA. Are you running in New York?
LA.
Okay, good. Well then at least you trained in the right weather.
Yeah.
So on and on and on, and you are going to tank yourself. What you do by visualizing the bridge is you train your nervous system and your mind to do the hard work. So you should visualize not crossing the finish line, but what is it like to be at mile 12 when your batteries run out on your earbuds?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
And you keep going.
It's not about wealth. It's who you become, right? Because people think it's about their wealth, but it's the becoming process. It's the overcoming.
That attracted that, right?
Of course. So then you got to turn the battleship around, because most people say, I can't feel grateful for my wealth because it hasn't happened yet. That's the hypnosis. Waiting for the experience to happen to feel grateful. Well, that's Newtonian. That's three-dimensional reality. That's cause and effect. In quantum, you got to feel it in order for you to experience it. Okay, so this heart becomes like an amplifier, and it sends that signal out, and that frequency can carry the thought of your abundance. Suffering cannot carry the thought of your abundance. Lack cannot carry the thought of your abundance. It's a different frequency, right? We feel different feelings like suffering. We think different thoughts, right? So people can say, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, all they want, but that thought is never making it to the body because it's stopping at the brainstem, because the body's saying, I'm miserable, I'm unhappy, I'm in lack, right? So the affirmation doesn't work, right? Okay.
Is that pain is the price of growth. You want to grow a muscle? It hurts a lot to grow that muscle. You've got to tear that thing apart and it regrows stronger. Yes, changing yourself hurts. Yes, building a new life takes energy. Yes, showing up every single day when no one's clapping for you is really exhausting. But the pain of hard work is nothing compared to the pain of regret. And so I rewrote the meaning of pain in my head. And so you have to understand, like, you either basically bleed on the battlefield of becoming the better version of yourself, or you stay in the mental prison of your mind wishing for a better life every day until the day you die.
The clearer the picture is in your mind, the more rapidly your subconscious and superconscious go to work to bring it into your reality. There are four factors that determine how rapidly your visualization, your mental picture, turns into realization. The first is the length of the visualization. How long can you hold the picture of what you want in your mind? The second is the frequency of the visualization. How often do you hold that picture in your mind throughout the day? The third factor is the intensity of the visualization. How much emotion is connected to the picture that you are holding in your mind? And the fourth factor that determines the speed with which your visualization comes into your reality is the vividness of the visualization. How clear is your mental picture?
If you think ordinary's cool, ain't no problem. It's some really, really wonderful ordinary people. But if you are sitting in this room and you have extraordinary aspirations, then you're gonna have to do extra. You put extra on top of ordinary and you come up with extraordinary. It's no other way. I'm sorry, but here's the fact. All of you have extraordinary capabilities, all of you. You have to decide if you are willing to do the things to put you in that category. Rich people don't sleep 8 hours a day.
But I want you to take it personal. And my personal question to you is, why not you? You've got the brains. You can make decisions. You can study the plan. You can change your life. You can grow immensely in the next few years. You can make your dreams come true. You can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through. You can become healthy, you can become powerful. Why not you?
When you understand that you cannot get abundant, when it's no longer about the game called abundance, it's about the game called change.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need to change? The more I change, the more I'll be abundant.
Yes.
So then it's no longer about how come it hasn't happened? That's the old personality, separate from the experience, still in lack, asking that question.
Which is creating your current reality.
Which is reaffirming it, because that's the lens you're perceiving it through. Okay. Mm-hmm. So
we should be focusing more on what we need to change every moment as opposed to the abundance or the healing.
Well, the word meditation means to become familiar with. Sit with yourself long enough and not turn on your cell phone, not scroll through your social media, and do no TikTok, no emails, no none of that stuff. Don't just sit and close your eyes and watch the thoughts that come up. That's the exact reason why you're not abundant. Watch what you want to do when you're feeling lack, to take away the lack, and there's always something you would do to take it away. But sit with the lack and be curious on what's on the other side of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because the body's programmed into lack now subconsciously. Right?
How many times have you had a great idea, didn't do anything about it, and then a year later someone did something about it, made a lot of money, got the promotion, etc. So when you have the idea, the inspiration to act, it's time. Act. And you don't have to know it perfectly.
95% of people have an operating system in their mind where they operate out of history and memory.
And
about 5% of humans operate out of vision and imagination. So the reason we're so much happier, I believe, when we're children is we have no history and memory. So we operate out of imagination and dreams and vision. But at some age, some people it's 5 years old, some it's 8, some it's 18, some it's 28, they create a history. And that history then becomes the operating system. So even if they take on a new behavior or tactic, they're operating out of a pattern of thought and belief that's historic and memory-based. And so the number one thing I would say is begin to operate out of your imagination again, out of your vision again. Create from that place. If you create from that place, Now you're not tied to the result in that moment. You're giving yourself space to imagine and create something new in your life.
See, when you write your goal, you create a picture in your mind. It's like painting a picture in words. And that picture is impregnated into cells in your brain. Well, when you touch something, your sensory factor touch is affected. It sends a light message through your central nervous system and activates those cells in your brain. So the picture of your goal flashes on the screen of your mind.
And so when you can take something out of your head and put it on a piece of paper and see it and start to work through it, it takes things that seem very complex and make them much more simple to work through. And so when you write your goals down consistently every day and work through them, just the same way that if you were to build a business plan, you're not going to try to do a business plan in your head, you're going to write it all down. Why would you make it any different than getting your goals from your head, physical, on a piece of paper and actually start working through them so that you can get more clear on exactly what it is that you want, so that you can get a date of exactly the dates you're going to hit it by?
You want your stuff? It's necessary you take responsibility for it, that you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. See, as long as you're breathing, you got a shot at your dream. That's the way I resolve. Say this, please. It's not over until I win. You got that right.
The law of attraction is desire. The minute that you desire something, what you're doing, you're conjuring up energy, and then you're projecting out energy. It's not a big secret, but many people don't realize how powerful thinking is. So desire is a criteria. Thought becomes things. And another thing that I need to point out, and that is when you do something with emotion, emotion brings it faster. And you can watch a person when they cry or when they sad or when they curse and when they get angry. The emotion is intense. And so when you are projecting and you have energy, like I said, you can even taste it. You can smell it. That's energy going into a car with the new smell. That's a perfect example of using this more energy because now you're experiencing it.
Everything you've got, you don't have because you're lucky. You have it because you're in harmony with it. You have the consciousness. You can lose it all. You can't lose the consciousness. That's why you see people that lose it. Nothing fast. They got it back again. Why? It's their consciousness. It's their in harmony with the universe.
If you realize that you're creating your own fear by imagining a bad thing, oh, if there's a recession, I'll lose my house. Why not go? If there was a recession, I'm going to make more money because there's going to be opportunities and we're going to be able to pay our house out faster. Zig Ziglar said, worrying is negative goal setting. And all you have to do is use that same power to think and visualize to create a positive outcome instead of a negative, and then the fear disappears.
Every thought you think, every word you say is a blueprint that you must move towards, because one of the rules of the mind is that your body and mind act in a way that matches up to your thinking. You act in a way that is utterly consistent with how you define yourself. And when you say things like, I don't know where the money's coming from, I don't like to ask for money because spiritual people shouldn't ask for money, good people don't want money. When you say those things, those throwaway things, oh, money slips through my fingers, I can never keep money, you are making a blueprint and you are making yourself work to meet that blueprint. And when you know that, you have to meet a better blueprint.
Feeling is a word that we've invented to describe our conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. This thing we're living in is a molecular structure. It's a mass of molecules and a very high speed of vibration. When it's in a positive vibration, we feel good. When it's not in a positive vibration, we feel bad. Positive and negative are a law. It's part of a law of opposites, a law of polarity. Well, what we want to do is we want to feel good. The vibration is controlled by the paradigm. Now, a person can be getting good results and
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to HarlemGlobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
Hey, hockey fans! Can't get enough hockey? Then get more with Team USA. When you crave the fast-paced, hard-hitting action on the ice, but you don't always love the big league price, then Team USA has you covered with all the thrills and all the energy at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all at a family-friendly price. Get more fun and more hockey when Team USA hosts exciting NCAA, international, and USHL opponents. Grab your tickets now at usahockeyntdp.com and see America's NHL stars of tomorrow.
Feel pretty comfortable. You can be comfortable getting bad results. As a matter of fact, that's one of the tricky parts of this. If you're going to overcome the paradigm, you've got to do things that cause discomfort.
What we give out, we get back. And what we believe about ourselves becomes true for us. Our thinking creates our experiences. There is a law of thinking like everything else, like all of nature. There is a universal energy or law of mind or subconscious mind, whatever you want to call it. But to me, it means the power that is within me and around me transforms my thoughts into experiences. Every thought we think and every word we speak is creating our experiences, our future. And it's almost as though every time you think a thought or you speak a word, that universal intelligence or energy is listening or responding to what you are thinking or believing or saying. Whatever we choose to believe becomes true for us.
We're literally programmed from birth to let the outside run the inside. We're programmed from the time we're born to let our present results dominate our mind. Now that's rather sad, but it's the way it is. If we don't really recognize that at a very deep level and change it, we're going to keep getting the same results.
So basically, we're overloaded with information constantly, mm-hmm. and the brain has a natural filtering mechanism called selective filtering. And this relates back to what I was saying about if you leave your brain to its job of just, you know, making sure you survive, it will filter out all those other things that you actually really want, but they're not essential to your survival. So that's why you have to make a list or make the vision board or, you know, remind yourself every day of what it is that you truly, you know, magnetically desire, to put that to the top of the list for your brain. Because after selective filtering, it does selective attention. And that is noticing the red car or the Tesla or whatever it is that, you know, you're noticing. So once you've filtered out the things that you don't want to notice, then you narrow it down to the things that you do want to notice. And then the third part is called value tagging, which is the brain actually tags those things in order of importance.
Hmm.
And it does that in two lists. So it does it in a logical list, and it does it in an emotional list, and that's where the magnetic desire is important. That's where you say, no brain, I don't want it in that logical order, I want it in this order. This is what is really important to me. This is what makes me feel alive. This is what makes me like understand that I have a purpose for my life, and it's not just put food on the table, stay in your job, stay in your relationship. It's so much more than that.
Now you know the master key to riches is self-discipline. And what we have found is that the most successful people have come to that conclusion as well, is that self-discipline is the master key to success. So for you to write down your goals and make a plan and set priorities and start with your most important task takes tremendous self-discipline. If you haven't done it up to now, it's so hard. But Goethe said, everything is hard before it's easy. And everything at the beginning is difficult, but later it becomes easy and automatic. You have to force yourself to discipline yourself at the beginning, but after that, it becomes easier and easier, and you actually feel happy.
Most people don't have the life of their dreams because you don't ask God for the life of your dreams. You've been trying to figure it out and handle it yourself. Well, how that's working out for you? You know how hard that is to do, man? Because I did it. I did it for 30-some years. I tried to figure it out myself. Man, the simple scripture says, you have not because you ask not. If you up your ask, he automatically ups his give. You his child. God created you. He made you. You ain't just here by no accident.
You feel good about yourself. You feel positive about yourself to the degree to which you feel you are in control of your own life. Or you feel negative about yourself to the degree to which you feel you are not in control of your own life. All you have to do is look at your life today and ask yourself, what parts of your life do you feel the best at? What parts of the life do you feel your life do you feel most in control? You'll find those are the places where you are the happiest. And since the supreme human good is to achieve a state of happiness, which is expressed in peace of mind and health and loving relationships, control is absolutely essential. Psychologists today call this the difference between an internal locus of control, which is feeling that you're in charge of your own life, versus an external locus of control, which means the feeling that something outside of you, your bills, your relationships, your job, your health, are somehow controlling you. As a matter of fact, locus of control research, and there are many tests that you can take to determine where you are on this chart in terms of locus of control and what areas of your life you feel more in control and less in control. People with a very high internal locus of control are high achievers, they are more successful, they're more self-determined, they're happier. And many of the things we're trying to do in this course is to give you a far greater sense of control, of being in charge of every aspect of your life.
And you get it when you believe it. You get it when you believe you have it. And that's the key. It's like people still, they sit around going, when's it going to come, when's it going to come, when's it going to come, when's it going to come? And that's the wrong way. You have to go, it's here.
The person who's living in lack is waiting for their wealth to feel abundant. They're waiting for their success to feel empowered. They're waiting for their healing to feel gratitude. They're waiting for their new relationship to feel love. They're waiting for their mystical experience to feel awe. That's the Newtonian model of reality, of cause and effect. You know, waiting for that event to happen to take away this separation or lack. Nothing wrong with it. It's the way most people create. But what we've discovered is actually something else. The moment you feel gratitude, your healing begins. Mm. The moment you feel worthy and abundant, you're generating wealth. The moment you're empowered, you are moving towards your success. The moment you're in love with yourself and you're in love with life, you'll create an equal. The moment you are in awe of life, you're going to have a mystical experience. And so that's causing an effect.
If you want it, don't just think you want it. Go out and fucking want it. But you're not looking like you want it. You look like you're feeling sorry for yourself. And nobody wants anybody that's feeling sorry for themselves.
Isn't it strange that so often people have to be cut down by failure and defeat before they learn that they have minds capable of mastering all of their problems? Just remember this about adversities. Nothing is ever so bad or so unpleasant that it may not yield some benefit if we keep a positive mental attitude toward the experience and make it a habit to look for that seed of an equivalent benefit.
What is money? Define it. What is money? You go in, you give your time, your energy, your attention towards a task, and you get paid. What is those 15 pounds that you're getting for that hour worth?
Your time?
No, not your time. What is it worth? Where does it come from? Who gives that thing value? It has no value. That money isn't real.
So what you need to do is you need to create money, and you create money by elevating the way that you think about finances, the way that you think about business, the way that you think about working. You don't work in order to get a paycheck. You work in order to build things that create money.
Your body is so objective that it's believing, it's living in that reality. Yes. Where you are abundant. And as long as you feel that emotion, you're not separate from it any longer. You're no longer in lack. You're no longer looking for it to occur. Say, why hasn't it happened yet? If you're feeling abundant, why would you look? The longer you're conscious of that energy, the more you draw that future to you. Nothing changes in your life until you change.
Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you. But you also have to disconnect, unplug your umbilical cord from the belly button of average, and plug yourself into the mindset of a winner, which is a winner does more than expected every single time, no matter how they feel, no matter the circumstances. A winner shows up 10x times more than the average person. A winner has these unreasonable expectations of himself. A winner knows that he's destined for greatness. And no matter how many people around him tell him to slow down, be careful, watch out, that's too risky. You don't have the genetics, the DNA, the money, the mind, the brain power for that. A winner locks onto their goals and keeps going.
The reason you want it so damn bad is because you know you can get it. You know you're capable. You know if you do everything right or everything that you're supposed to do, that you can achieve it. And when you know you can do it, you get pissed off when you don't have it already. And see, the problem is so many people don't think that they can do it. That's when you lose your drive. People want to talk about where's that fire. That fire is by starting it. You got to ignite it, and that's going to light that fire. Now you know how big this fire can get. You know how dangerous you could be. You just got to stoke the fire every day. You got to keep adding to it. Every time you add to it, it gets a little bigger. It gets a little more possible. It doesn't seem so crazy anymore. And after you add it enough, you see what's capable. Until one day that fire is there and it's enraged, all because of a spark.
Nothing ever just happens by luck, but every effect has its definite cause, albeit we often observe effects the causes of which we cannot isolate or understand.
Now there's three types of people in this world. Those who watch things happen, those who wonder what happened, and those who get up and make it happen. And it's easy for you to figure out what type of person you are. Do you wait to start doing it until you feel like doing it? Or do you get up and get after it until you feel like doing it? Come on now. It starts with the dream killer button. Don't hit it. What you doing? You gonna snooze yourself or choose yourself? Don't confuse yourself and lose yourself. How you gonna start your day with a nap? You ain't even done nothing yet. You had plans of waking up last night when you set that alarm. What happened since then? Your dreams got smaller, so you stay in your bed. Your life is less important than the excuses in your head. You stay in your bed, your dreams stay in your head. Choosing your feelings instead of what you said last night when that alarm was set.
Work, 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 work. No results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 work. Work, 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 work. No results, but I'm a little bit better. Work, 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 work. No results, I'm a little bit better. Work. Boom. Just got paid.
I just got paid.
And it looks like overnight success.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, oh, it happened in a year. No, bro. It doesn't. Because if you do all those things, even if nothing happens and you know you're doing the right thing and you're on track, overnight success becomes this easy thing because you were internally growing and then the bubble popped. And then boom, it looks like you were doing it all along. Mm.
You want to make money, the key to making money is serving the most amount of people. The more people you serve, the more money you make. People always say, athletes make so much money. Doctors should make more money than athletes. But I'm like, wait, how many patients you got? How many patients you got? The doctor got 30 patients. Well, you got 30 patient money. But how many people are enjoying watching LeBron play? Hundreds of millions? So he gets hundreds of millions of dollars. I said, dude, that ain't, don't ever get it twisted. You serve more people, you get more props, you get more money.
Another way to get wealth is through servanthood. Listen very carefully. The more people you serve, the richer you become. The more people that you can serve and the more needs you can meet, the more successful you become.
If you're going to put your effort into something and you're going to work on something, you cannot afford the luxury of a negative thought. I'm going to write a book. I can't afford to think that it won't sell. I'm going to build a business. I can't afford to think that I'm not going to get any clients.
Do not accept from life or anyone else anything you do not desire. And remember that Mahatma Gandhi proved himself to be more powerful than the great British military forces by this simple method of passive resistance. Keep your mind eternally engaged in thinking of that which you desire most, your major purpose in life. So no time will be left for you to waste on thinking of that which you do not want.
The more I listen to this, the better my life gets. If they don't have what you want, don't listen to what they say. There's no greater waste of time than justifying your actions to people who have a life you don't want.
Write out this sentence and paste it in a prominent place where you work and on a mirror where you see yourself in your home. Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Remember also that you are the only person who can provide you with a positive mental attitude. What are you going to do about it? On your answer to this question rests your entire future.
Opportunities in life are like trains. There's always another one coming. There's not like this is the last opportunity that will ever present itself to you in this lifetime. No, there are an abundance of opportunities, tons of opportunities. There's huge amounts. And if you don't take advantage of this because of various conditions and circumstances, you can. There'll be another one down the road. This is the confidence or knowing this that you can and will have tons of opportunities in this lifetime. Can't take advantage of every single one. Take advantage of the ones you want.
Oh, it's so easy to bank. You know this. Online, anybody can go out and make 10 grand a month. Literally. I was talking with a guy in Singapore, probably worth a couple $1 billion. I was having a conversation with him, and he's like, you know what the biggest issue is between the elite and people that make no money? I'm like, what? Financial literacy. He said, most people are financially illiterate. And it's a language. And I'm like, what do you mean it's a language? He's like, yes, finance is the language of the elite. Self-education will never betray you. Self-education will never betray you. You have to sit down. You don't like to read books. Nobody gives a the marketplace doesn't care.
In order for us to change a belief or perception about ourselves and our lives, we have to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional conditioning in your body. And your body literally has to respond to your mind. Examine your personality and examine your personal reality. Change your personality, change your personal reality. Don't make it be about abundance. Make it about becoming abundant by overcoming the person who's not abundant.
There's a moment when every boy realizes no one's coming to save him. And that's when he becomes a man. And some boys never get there and stay children forever.
A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Definiteness of purpose. By now, you should know what you want most from life, and you should have a plan for getting it. Going the extra mile. This is a must if your major purpose is anything above mediocrity.
Wake up every day. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want your dream? It's so much easier to forget that vision than to remember it, right? So if you're going to remember it, you got to keep it alive in your mind. How do you keep it alive in your mind? You disconnect from your environment. You close your eyes. You play music in the background. Don't be thinking about what's going to happen in your day. You already know what's going to happen. Don't think what happened yesterday. You already know that. Get in the present moment and say, who do I want to be when I open my eyes? Who do I want to be today? What would greatness look like?
Right.
How would one day, one shot, one lifetime, what would an abundant person do?
Don't let losers and brokies sit and say to you, oh, all our graves are the same. It doesn't matter. No, it does matter. You were not born to suffer and die without being remembered or leaving a mark on this planet. You weren't born for that. You were born to do something great and to be remembered. You were born to leave offspring, which are so fantastic, raised in your image, that you, by proxy, are discussed into eternity. Your bloodline becomes synonymous with competence and capability. That's why you were born.
What you say is what you get. The tongue is a creative force. What do you say when you talk to yourself? Do you call yourself names or do you give yourself a pep talk? Wealthy people give people pep talks. If you do these things, you can be on your way to putting $1 million cash in the bank. And I have to tell you, making money today is easier than ever before in history.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s. It works for members like...
I'm Haley, and I've lost 100 pounds. Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects. It's all in one place.
Weight Watchers handles the insurance for you and offers affordable cash pay options. With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
I'm Mike, and I've lost 135 pounds. Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
I'm Sharia, and I lost 80 pounds on Weight Watchers. I realized that it would take more than a prescription to lose weight and feel good on a GLP-1.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last.
I can't imagine doing a GLP-1 without Weight Watchers.
Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com/GLP-1. For over 60 years, we've helped millions of members find what works for them. Now, it's your turn. Weight Watchers, watch it work.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.